Mike, we're live.
We are live and direct from Podcast 101.
How are we looking?
We're looking amazing.
This haircut's gonna be phenomenal.
Sounds like WWE. Speaking of WWE, have you done any famous wrestlers, or celebrities for that matter? Have they come into the Roosevelt Field Mall?
Nope.
No?
Nothing.
You got nothing. Just me? I'm the only one?
Just you.
Well, you gotta carve a path somewhere. Really juice up the throttle. Get the engines running. It's okay. So, Mike, I want to ask you, being a hairstylist for how many years now?
Let's say a strong 15.
Strong 15.
Week 16, but a strong 15.
All right. We don't do halves here.
Okay.
For a good 15 years, trimming the hair.
What are you calling me, old now?
What? No. Have you ever had anyone come into the shop? And I'm referring to your barbershop, hairstyle, salon, wherever the kids are calling it these days. And they come in with like a plate of food or like a sandwich or some kind of fast food delivery. Does anybody ever do that?
Yeah.
Do they? And they eat while they're getting their hair cut?
Sometimes, yeah. I've had wives feed their husbands, like royalty eating grapes.
Really?
While they were getting their haircut, yeah.
Where was this?
So hungry, their blood sugar was falling quick.
Where was this?
Roosevelt Field Mall.
That's pathetic. That's really pathetic.
What is this? But you know, what happens? Wonderful public.
Really feeding grapes?
They weren't grapes. But she was feeding them some
shit. Damn.
Shit got real quick.
Let's go to the callers.
Does anyone else have this experience lately?
But no one with like a burrito, like something messy? What about having food like appetizers? You know, people want to pick. Like on that table right there. Instead of having all this product display, Hans de Foucault, you can have something like nacho cheese dip, maybe some chicken tenders.
You don't have hair in your mouth, though.
That is true, but that's why you have those guards, those plastic guards. Actually, that would be gross if you're eating and you're getting hair inside your hot pocket or something. Those are good. Damn, I haven't had a Hot Pocket in like 15 years. Yeah. Probably when you started cutting hair.
Man, cutting some frozen pizza downstairs.
Grandma?
Amanda.
Oh.
Shut your mouth, boy.
Oh, man.
Alright, so rule number one when you're getting your hair cut, don't bring food. If you're getting your hair trimmed, just let the man do its job. No need to make it more complicated.
I have a question for your fathers.
Yes.
Have any of you special humans ever come in and make conversation during haircut? And insisted on shaking their head yes or no instead of just saying the word yes or no.
I don't follow you.
I have certain people that
shake their head?
Yeah, they talk and they're like, yeah, you know. Oh, that was no good. Yeah.
Oh, very animated. Someone who's very animated.
Yeah.
They need to get moving their hair.
Yeah.
And then they get crooked lines.
They're sleeping in their bed or something. Like they're not getting a haircut.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Why would anybody do that? All right, so no food, no bobbleheads.
No bobbleheading.
That's number two. What about when it comes to choosing a style? Obviously, I came here tonight a little confused, not sure what I wanted, but feeling as if you're a mind reader, just cut it. Just give me that winter wonderland look.
Just make it look really good.
Exactly. So if that's what we're going for, is winter wonderland, I mean, do you think it's important for a stylist to have a signature cut? Or should he just kind of feel the audience and what they want? Because you were ready to give me a reverse mohawk, and I don't know if I would have went for that, Mike.
I
would have looked like Cinderella was fixing a mower upside down or something. I don't know, wear glass slippers.
I'm gonna ignore anything.
That's for sure.
Just waiting for your banter to end.
This is a very
dropping clips.
This is a very open convo. But yeah, do you think it's important to have a signature cut?
Important.
Do people come signature in and ask? Do you get a lot of people that ask you what's in style or what?
I do.
What's the way to go for this season? So the things that are in style are actually out of style, and the things that people don't know what they want are actually coming in style.
Yes, exactly. When they ask that, they usually want the undercut because that's what's in style.
Now,
but you have the people who want to be ahead of the trends, don't really want to experiment that much. So they usually get the same thing that they always get.
Okay. My hairstyle, like,
for things, and they say, no, I don't want to do that. So, okay, so you want what you have, just shorter. Got it.
Yeah, it's usually what people tend to go for. I guess you don't want to steer too far from the norm or what you're accustomed to. You know, people are sometimes a little weary of change, drastic change for that matter. And a haircut is definitely an easy way to start, because if you mess up, it'll grow back eventually.
You know, they can make you or break you. And if you're doing the same old shit you were doing last year, that's breaking you.
That's true. Have you had any good success stories from people that got like a slamming haircut and they got the job? Or
yeah, they wet their pants a little, jump up and down. And I'm like, why is my chair wet? Oh, he leaked a little.
I don't think that's happened, Mike. I think you're just making
that's
that
happened,
up.
Actually.
Really?
This guy got up and he's like, oh, he grabs a towel. He's like, I was really sweaty. I'm like,
sweaty?
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh man.
What's sweat,
bro? Was he wearing shorts or was he wearing pants? Interesting.
Heard someone almost pass out.
Pass out?
Yeah, I've had that a few times.
Mike, I think we're getting off topic. I think we're trying to understand if there's an importance of actually having a signature cut.
You're a good host. You know how to like reel them all in.
Just gotta keep it on target here. Just going through like, you know, top five.
Well, you're gonna be dealing with uneducated barbers here, so.
What are you talking about?
The new podcast.
It's the same one.
When you have guest appearances, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm the guest, and I'm here. After an hour and a half driving, unbelievable traffic on Long Island is disgusting. That's
Parkway.
Belt Parkway is disgusting, yeah.
What?
Well, that's one way to deal with stress. Lucky you.
I'm pretty sure my Stouffer's front facility is disgusting.
Don't eat and get your hair cut, that's for sure. That was step one, or I should say, the first topic we covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you know about it? You listen? You're a fan? You want to call
Tune in? Tune in. We're on at 8. Usually,
opening topics always
usually,
the best.
Usually Tuesdays.
See you next Tuesday. Oh!
So, you go for your Tuesday trims, you know? That's what we can call it. Tuesday trims. Or as I like to say, barbershop banter.
But since AKA this is shop talk.
Yeah. So, we've covered the grounds on, yeah, the do's and the don'ts of eating while getting a haircut or attempting to get a haircut. Or trying to schedule a haircut while shoving a burrito down your throat and making an appointment. But we've also covered, what was number two?
Moving like a wiggly worm.
What? No bobbleheads. Number two, remember, if you're coming in to get your haircut, pretend you're a Marine. Don't move. Just
don't
stay
so
there.
Excited.
It's okay.
Understand excitement in your voice. It's okay.
You've exceeded 4 feet. You can access the ride. You're sitting in a chair, not a rocket ship. Although for kids, some may be designed as a rocket ship, but they're not real. Nevertheless,
just like no one ever walked on the moon.
Yeah, no one ever there. And their heads weren't bobbing either. That was gravity. Or the lack of. But no bobbleheads. And third, Mike, we still didn't get an answer on the signature cut. Other than
I don't think
it's necessary. Just want a recreation of what they previously had. You know, because we're not over here like a bunch of Da Vinci's that we can all just, you know, create master artworks. You know, sometimes the table's a little skewed. You gotta work with what you got.
Gotta work with what you got. True story.
So if you're going in, at least have an idea. Like me.
Amen.
What did I tell you? Four. Let's talk about services.
Have your pictures ready.
Bring your pictures if you have some ideas. Four, services, Mike.
Services.
People come in, they typically get their hair cut. Now, is it necessary to get a wash? Or is it really just a part of a pre-styling treatment? Is it part of the service? Does it make any difference when it comes to cutting their hair?
Depends on the haircut, how long the hair is. How dirty it is.
Well, let's start with the men's haircut. Now, I haven't showered in 3 weeks.
Well, that's perfect.
So, there's clearly enough grease in there to lubricate your blade on that buzzer.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even need to spray it. But that'll definitely keep that baby humming. And, I mean, when you're dealing with certain types of, I'm going to just say men's haircuts. Do you think it's necessary?
Usually no.
Okay, so for the guys out there, you don't really have to go dunk your head under the washing cart over there.
Sink.
The wash sink. You don't have to dunk your head. It feels good. There's a nice massage. Depending on who you get, throw them a couple bucks out of courtesy. It's the least you can do. But for the ladies out there, I don't know where to start, Mike. You have more experience.
Yeah, they usually need a wash because it has to be consistently wet.
Okay, so we need consistency when it comes to women's hair styling, and we definitely want to clear the air and kind of start with a clean slate, if you will. We don't want any grit. We don't want any dirt. You don't want any product in there because it's just going to get all caught up and jumbled in that scissor of yours.
Mm-hmm.
All right, So hairstyling, services, getting the pre-wash, not necessary for men, should be necessary for women to kind of wrap up the topic on washing. But as part of the services, you know, there's like a part B to that. What do people typically come in for? Is it normally a trim? Do they normally ask to get colored? Do they normally look for some kind of
haircuts and shaves?
Haircut and shave.
Mostly haircuts and shaves.
Okay, but you're also working at the
art.
A plate where they do focus on shaves and hairstyling.
Yes, that's right.
Why are you showing this in my face? All right, so it's important to blow all the hair down. Just like when you milk cows, you have to point the milk down. There's no reference, I get it. Oh, we're breaking it down now for number five. We're coming in hot. We're coming hot. We gotta start cranking it up. All right, so we went through the basics. We went through the simple things. Eating, number one. Bobbing your head, number two. No bobbleheads. Don't forget. Coming in with a signature style, number three. What your services are required. What we should say, number four is really the, should I get my hair washed? Yes or no? And number five, we're all going to come down to product. Now, product is your, I'm at the end of my trim. I mean, I sure shit sometimes get confused. There's so many products on the market. There's not much to choose from here, that's for sure. But there's a lot of products on the market, Mike. I've definitely tried a lot of different products for my hair. Whether it's a hairspray, a mousse, a gel, a clay, a pomade.
By the way, fun fact, do you know that hair gel is whale sperm?
No, we didn't know that.
Fun fact of the day.
Is that all hair gel?
Traditional hair gel.
Traditional hair gel actually is derived from whale sperm.
Keep it sticky, yo.
Just when you thought San Diego was San Diego. Whale's vagina.
It's on your head.
They might as well be known as the gel capital of the world. But we're getting off topic here, Mike. So between a wax, a paste, a clay, what do you think is the preferred route for men's hair? Do you think they go for more of a clay paste, a traditional gel, stronghold, light hold? What do you see in the market?
I think a stronghold clay or paste is definitely the preferred product of your modern man.
Okay. The waxes, I think, are select styles and those far in between, maybe for children under five. But what about gels? I feel like gels are moving out and the waxes are moving in.
Yeah, people don't like hair that doesn't move as much anymore.
People
put
don't
gel
like
in your hair and it's like a sculpture.
So you're saying people are becoming less artistic?
And more artistic.
Autistic. Sounds. Waves. Colors. What? Do you hear this downstairs? Oh. Do you have anything? Well, Amanda, thank you for joining us on our show. As a woman who takes care of her hair, what do you tend to use for your own liking for the women out there? Hello?
For what?
For hairstyling.
Hello.
For hairstyling.
I don't style my hair.
I thought she left the building. Yeah. We're talking about gels,
I don't use
clays, wax, hairspray. You use a hairspray.
No.
You don't use anything.
No.
You use just nothing.
Nope.
Fresh air and a conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. That's one way to keep the bills down.
Astonishing.
I mean, you can literally walk up to any product on your shelf and slap some in your hair, but you don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's very bold of you. I respect that. How's that pizza? Because it's not something you should bring when you get your hair trimmed.
No, you
should not. So to recap. This is our last recap. Number one. I remember them. I've been in the seat so long, my ass is going numb. Number one, Amanda. Okay. First, no food. When you get your hair styled, do not bring food. Number two, bobbleheads. Keep them for the stadium, at a baseball game, or on your desk. Don't bring them. Don't bob. Don't nod your head. Just sit there like a Marine that you're trained to be. Number three, have an idea. I don't care if you draw it on a piece of paper or color it with the back of your knapsack's Crayola crayon pack. You bring in Friendly's menu and draw some kind of art styling of what your hair may look like in the third dimension. Or even on an Etch-a-Sketch. But have some idea, because the stylist doesn't know. He doesn't know you. Maybe he knows you a little bit because you've seen him once or twice. Or maybe he's cut your hair before. But have an idea if you want to change it up. Seasons change, so do your looks. Number four. We talk about getting your hair washed. Men, don't worry about it. If you haven't showered in a week, the better. Keeps the blades fresh and lubricated during your trim. For women, make sure you get that gunk out. Get the gunk out, the junk out, if you want your hair cut right. And lastly, products. For some women, you don't need a product. You must be blessed. You don't have to put anything in your hair. And you can naturally wave it around. But for men out there that are looking for a nice sculpted hairstyle, use a gel if you want to be old school. But today's day and age, we're going with a clay or a wax. No, not a wax. A clay or
clay,
a paste.
Wax.
Or a paste, depending on your hairstyle. But if you need a recommendation, Hanzo Fuko, Styles by Viv, come see him, Franklin Square. This is going to conclude our podcast for today, but we'll be back in a few weeks for another round. Thank you, and enjoy your Thanksgiving, everybody.